Now, it is Wednesday morning. Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, joins in for her weekly visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I am fine. It's a lovely morning over here. The sun's still shining over there.
It is.
Constantly bouncing off the red brick buildings.
It's trying to blind glass right now.
It is. I have to dodge. Margaret always thinks that I've got something wrong with me, but the parking garage in front of me, the sun peeks through different windows and it blinds me, so I look like a boxer. I'm just moving the whole time to try to stay out of the sunshine. But enough about my problems. Let's talk about what's going on in county government.
Everything's just fine, right,
Marty?
Well, I'll tell you, in county government...
Let me put my seatbelt on.
We're always watching what's going on at the State House.
You have to.
When it's their time to be in session and putting together the budgets and new legislation that will affect us over the next couple of years as far as the budget. And the legislation, of course, could be ongoing for until they might ever get around to changing it. And what they're doing now will affect how county government will be able to operate in the next, until we get ready for another budget session, part of which has to do with local income taxation rules. And that's a bill that's up for concurrence today, and as well as whether or not how much assistance we're going to get to be able to operate either with our community corrections and so forth. So there's a lot going on that's being finalized as of today.
So are they talking about changing how they're going to calculate our income tax then?
Well, part of this, and of course you'd have to read the whole bill, and it changes as you go because that's what the
that's the nature
is all
of what
about.
Happened. Yeah, that's
and so I would not want to weigh in on that. I just know that House Bill 1485 is up for discussion today, and everything has to be finalized today, and that's what will be in front of the Senate today. The Senate has a pretty full schedule. The House didn't have much at all on their plate, but the Senate will start out with a committee at 10 and their open session at 11, where they'll be voting on all of the bills that came back to them from the House with different changes. And what happens is the Senate puts together bills and they send it over to the House, and the House puts together bills and they send it over to the Senate. If they both exactly agree and accept what's been sent to them with no changes,
sure,
then it moves on. But if they make any changes, it has to go back again.
It's a wonderful game of ping pong, isn't it?
Right.
It's astonishing anything ever gets accomplished.
And then sometimes it goes into committee, and then there's things that can change on that, and other things get thrown in. And so clear until this has been set to rest, we will not know exactly everything that's happened. So that's a lot of what county government and department heads have been looking at, is what are they doing at the state level and how can we act react to what they're sending down to us. So that's a busy part of county government, is seeing exactly what.
Yeah, because then you know the rules you have to play
by. Right. I'm going to tell you, my good friend Barb Clark, who was auditor for years, she would say, look, we can't breathe until they're through at the state level. We never know what they're going to send down to us. And, of course, there's only so much money. So anything that the state representatives and the state senators do to try to equalize these dollars, someone's going to be happy and someone's going to be unhappy. That's just the way it is.
Well, it's just life in anything. That doesn't,
absolutely.
Not everybody's always on the winning team.
Tough choices all the way around. What I would like to remind our listeners is that if you owe personal property tax, and that's, you know, if you have a home-based office or if you use equipment at your home for business in any way, then you're supposed to be turning in something to the county assessor and pay taxes on that business personal property tax. And the reason I mention that is that there is a deadline to get that turned in or you get fined. And that deadline is May 15th, and big capital letters after they tell you that, they say no extensions. And so,
and this is for any business or home-based business.
Well, it's any business that has personal property. So what I want to make sure is that people who have larger businesses who are accustomed to doing these things, they will have automatically, hopefully, done this. We would have all received, hopefully we will all have received our notice saying, yes, we need to get this done. So if you own a business and you have personal property that you have to turn in an assessment form for, it has to be done by May 15th. The very strange thing part about this is they take the person's word for whatever it is you turn in.
Marty, I think it's the goofiest thing I've ever seen. My last bill here was a whole $7.50 for the year. I mean, it's just goofy.
Well, and the other thing...
They had to have custom word to pay for it.
The legislation going on at the state, and I don't know how far it got, whether or not it's in a part of these bills that's going to be decided today or not, but there was going to be a minimum amount that you would have to pay if you entered in such a way that you didn't owe very much. It was going to be then you were going to have to pay like some other kind of filing fee. The goofy thing, if you want to talk goofy, okay, so I have a computer here at home, so I'm going to pay whatever it is, a very small amount. But how many people have computers in their home?
Everybody.
Or laptops or whatever. But I turned it in because I thought, okay, you know, people are going to be watching to make sure I pay for my used computer, so that I will do. But
what's that going to run you?
I'm just suggesting that we remember the deadline dates because I received that and I thought,
no extension, right?
No extension. No extension. So you have to pay a fine.
And the fine will be more than what you probably will owe on your stuff.
Well, right. And what it costs them to process it, Glass. I mean, when you're sending, you get this bill and it's printed up on this beautiful paper and they send you,
let me ask you a question, Marty, and just if anybody's on the fence about this, what defines a home business or what defines equipment at home?
Well, it doesn't really say at home. I'm just... this is for anybody, but for me, I'm just
working
saying,
out of their
a
house.
Lot of folks who just work out of their home.
But if you have quote unquote an office,
printer.
But if you have an office somewhere, you don't have to worry about any of that.
Oh,
stuff?
No. I mean, every place you have any business, personal property. I don't
it's
care
where you
have a
do
huge,
business.
Huge building, or you have a little bitty home office. If you have any personal property that you use for business, then it must be turned in.
Interesting.
So, any returns that's received late will receive a $25 penalty, and if it's over 30 days late, there's an additional 20%.
And they throw you in jail. Wait, it doesn't say that. I'm just joking. Our guest this morning is Marty Hawk. She is a county councilwoman who checks in every Wednesday to worry about our finances here going on in the county. When's your next meeting? What's going on? What do we have to know on that side of things?
Well, we just had a meeting last night.
How'd it go?
And it.
I couldn't find any results of it anywhere, so I.
We assumed you didn't have one.
Of course, I was. I listened as intently as I could without being too disappointed, because there was discussion about that Westside TIF. They call it Westside TIF now, so that maybe we'll forget that it's really the Richland Township TIF. And I mean, why else did they change the name of it? It is still the Richland.
They changed the name of it in document or changed the name of it in lexicon?
I believe at the state level it's still called the Richland TIF. But it's all inside of Richland Township, and that's the area where they're talking about extending it and putting in a new bond. And instead of it being over with in 2024, it's going to be another...
should be like 2054 now.
I think it was 2040.
Oh, okay.
That it was going to extend out to. And you know the project they have on hand that they're proposing. I'm not saying it isn't a good project. It's an excellent project. They're talking about additional roadways and so forth that I understand that the county would like to put in. I just, you know, when I have on my Richland Township hat and Bean Blossom Township hat, I represent the people over there. 62% of these expenses are being, it's tied to our school tax over there. And so I had hoped that there would be those who would say, we know these projects are important, and let's try to get them done by the time that this is supposed to expire, which is 2024 or 2025, depending on who you're listening to, and get this all done and over with, because TIFs were never meant to be forever, and then return this assessed value back to the taxing units
until
which
the
will
state
really help our school system.
Marty, unless the state changes the way we are doing TIFs, we're going to see this more and more and more, because they just did it at the city level and now they're doing it at the county level. And what they're doing is they're using this as a instead of, you know, having a bond like you guys have done, you do these bonds every year at the county budgets hearing time, that they are going to start using this TIF money to be able to do their little pet projects.
Well,
I mean, we are
not,
seeing
it. To be very clear, it's not really a little pet project on this particular thing. We're talking about roadways. We're talking about the kinds of things that most everybody in the county will use. It's just my concern is if this was a countywide situation where we were all equally in, had skin in the game, it would be different. And I could be really on board saying, yes, we have to figure out a way to put in this roadway structures and so forth, because it's needed and there's no other method to come up with the dollars to do it at this point.
Well,
so,
that's what I'm saying,
but
though.
The point
until
is, since it's all contained within a small school system, and that tax rate is the tax rate that arrives at the dollars that's going to be used for this roadway system, it just makes it the burden too heavy on two small townships rather than spread throughout the county.
And my point is, Marty, until they start changing some things like on the gas tax or some other way that we're supposed to pay for these roads, until we actually get that kind of thing straightened out, because right now at the state level, they don't want to change any of these state taxes, even though they go part of the money goes to the counties, because they don't want to be accused of raising taxes.
Well, and we do get our gas tax, et cetera, but if indeed this is going to be a situation where all the counties are going to have to figure out some other method for putting in infrastructure, and the method is going to have to be through these tax increment finance areas, then at least make certain that the people who are spending millions of our local tax dollars, at least make sure those people are elected, not just appointed.
I agree with you 100% on
and
that.
And because this is huge.
Because we cannot control those people that are sitting on that board.
And, you know, quite frankly, they're all working real hard and with very little, they make no dollars to be on that board. So they're doing it just as a service to the community. But really, it could very well be better representation of the people, I believe, if they were an elected board.
I agree with you.
Moving forward, but by the will of the people, and that's
and who can change that? That's a simple question.
State.
There you go.
At the state level, and hopefully those kinds of things will happen. I know that the state seems to be very big supporters of these TIF areas, because it allows the growth that the counties need without the state putting in place the money. They're making sure that the locals are paying for the additional dollars.
Well,
there's a lot of validity to doing that, but Marty is completely correct. It should not be done by people who have no skin in the game, meaning that they aren't elected by
sure.
the people. It's not correct. That is not the correct way to do this.
Well, and I was that last evening I asked the question on the bond. I don't have it in front of me, but I remembered that part of it that I read was, if for any reason there'd be a shortfall of revenue to pay back this bond, then the shortfall would come as a special tax to all the taxpayers in the district. So I asked the question, what is meant by the district? Is it everybody in Richland Township, or is it or
the county of Monroe,
or is it inside the allocation area, or exactly what it is? And the attorney did not know the answer to that.
Wow.
Now that is a pretty important
That's
question.
A real important question.
If something happens, there's not enough money to pay all the debts, who pays it? So they're going to get the answer for that. But that's the reason why, if we were going to do this, we should have started quite some time ago, so all these questions could be on the table, so people would have a better understanding of it. Because if this takes us out until 2040, we either get these questions answered now, or the vote is done and it's over and it's too late to ask these questions.
So was the vote taken? Are they going to do this?
Well, last night was only the information, the first part of the information, and then they still have to go to the plan commission for the vote to the plan commission. They have to go through the vote to the city, and they have to go through the vote to the county commissioners and the county council. So bottom line is they have to have some kind of brand-new debt put in place before July 1, if they're going to extend the time from 2025 out to 2040. And we know.
So if people are really upset about this, they don't want it to happen, if they have listened to this and they're more curious about what's going on, where do they go now? What do they do now, Marty?
Okay, but certainly what I would do is take a look, make sure you contact our county legal department, 349-2525, and ask for an updated calendar. When will these things be happening? Because I asked last evening, when is this going to go before the city council for their approval for that area that they came out and annexed a part of Richland Township? And I was told it will be at one of their May meetings. Well, I don't know what, I can't tell you what that date is because they didn't give me a date. They just said a May meeting. So the county legal department should have the latest deadline dates of when these meetings are going to take place so that if people have an interest, they will come forward and share that interest. But you know what? I could have my hat on two different ways. I could argue both sides of the fence on this because I know that infrastructure is important to create jobs. And if we don't have jobs and a way to, you know, to support our families, we have very little else. I'm just concerned that too much of the responsibility for this is being placed on the people who support our Richland B. Blossom School District. So in order to represent the people in my district, I have to come out and say, at least let's know what we're doing.
That's fair. Absolutely.
So I do think at this point, from what I was gathering last night, it looks as if that might very well be moving in a positive manner for the people who want this to go through, to go ahead and go through. We'll find out.
And we'll find out next Wednesday, right?
Well, every week I'll see where we are on it.
Next Wednesday we will have the results of the primary election as well, so put that on your agenda and we'll get caught up then.
Thank you.